This is London Designs at the Ampersand Conference in Brighton, and with me right now is Nick Sherman. So Nick, your talk was around about context-specific typography. Can you tell me why web designers should give consideration to it?
I guess the most basic reason is that historically typefaces have been made for very specific reasons and very specific contexts, and these days with most digital fonts, we're trying to make one variation of a typeface do any number of things, which maybe it's not ideal for.
Okay. So what sort of challenges do you think designers will have trying to embrace that sort of mindset?
I think the biggest one is just a matter of kind of the technical mechanisms that are needed to do it efficiently and without resorting to too many hacks. The other thing is it changes the way that a lot of people think about typography in general. People are so used to having fonts that are kind of a fixed known thing, and introducing any kind of variation in their design changes the way you think about typefaces and how typography works.
Okay. And finally, you talk about the future of variable font formats. Where do you see that going?
It's interesting. There's a lot of people that seem to be talking about that right now, at least in the type industry. I think the most realistic thing that I can imagine happening, if I'm being positive about it, is that maybe one of the older font formats that has kind of been rendered obsolete in the past 20 years might be kind of dusted off and spruced up for kind of the age of responsive design, which didn't exist when they first were invented. So I think that would probably be, in my mind, I'm hopeful that will be kind of where things are moving.
Nick, thank you very much. Yeah.